We've been working together, two councils of voluntary service, for the last 18 months to look at ways that we can share expertise. And today is the joining of these two organisations, merging to become one stronger, larger, more able infrastructure organisation.
Are there any organisations that stand out for you?
For me, the ones that stand out really are the ones that do so much on so little. Mm. So are manned by volunteers, basically don't have any funding, but have one or two determined individuals at the helm driving them forward. But that isn't to say that the organisations that are funded to do voluntary services are not very good in their own right.
Now, Janice, you did a little talk at the launch event. First of all, what Surrey Community Action is, and then about the TLIF.
Okay, Surrey Community Action is an infrastructure organisation that operates across the whole of Surrey. And by infrastructure, our role is to support the frontline organisations, but our breadth is across the whole of Surrey rather than restricted to one of the district and boroughs, such as Runnymede or Surrey Heath.
Okay.
In terms of our link with the merger, we were the lead bid organisation for the TLIF. Now, just to explain what that is, and it is a mouthful, it stands for Transforming Local Infrastructure Fund. And this was a pot of central funding from the government, which counties had to bid for. We were the lead bidder, and we bid on behalf of Surrey, and we were successful in getting just short of £600,000 into Surrey.
Wow.
It was one of the highest awards that the government made for this. And the project itself will be delivered between 12 partnership organisations. So that's ourselves, the Communities Engagement Team, which is part of the Diocese of Guildford, mm-hmm. Social Information and Disability, and then it's the CVSs, Runnymede, Surrey Heath, Spelthorne, Guildford and Waverley,
Tandridge,
Reigate and Banstead, and Mole Valley, Epsom and Ewell.
Right.
So it's working, 12 organisations working across the whole of Surrey.
Now, just that's an astonishing amount of money. And someone said in there, I don't know whether it was you or someone else, that said that it's very rare that Surrey gets given money for anything from the government, because mm-hmm. they think, well, Surrey's got loads of money anyway, so it doesn't need any money, which it couldn't be further from the truth. What sort of things will that money be used for? Give some examples.
The reason we were so successful with it is they wanted to see concrete examples of organisations working together.
Right.
And I have to say, this merger is the most concrete and tangible example that you will see of that.
Yeah.
It's two separate organisations, and by bringing those together, they'll be more efficient, they'll be more effective. The expertise that they have in the separate organisations will be brought together and shared across. There'll be savings in terms of the back office processes will be merged together. So there's less time spent doing admin, more time spent doing frontline support. And that's why we were successful in the bid.
Right, superb. And just back to the main organisation here. Give some examples, just day-to-day, frontline examples of what you do on a day-to-day basis, or what your organisation does.
Pretty much every day what we do is we talk to charities and voluntary groups, and we fundamentally try and help them to make them be more sustainable and to strengthen them. We help them with their governance quite often, make sure that their trustees know what's
required
expected
of them. Right.
And we help to find them funding. A large part of what we do is helping them to find new sources of funds, or to at least help them to understand how to make applications if they found the source of funds themselves.
Right.
One example this morning I'm particularly happy about is I've just learnt that Cruise, we made an introduction to the CCG, and finally Cruise have got some money out of the Clinical Commissioning Group.
Right.
Without that money, that group would have folded, and they've come today and said, we're absolutely delighted, Solette. It's taken 2 years since that initial introduction, but we're there, and they thanked us. And that's what we're there for, to make sure groups stay delivering the community services that they can.
And I don't think people realise, particularly from the groups themselves point of view, what goes into running those organisations. You know, it's not just a matter of asking somebody to volunteer for something and then letting them get on with it. There's an enormous amount of due diligence that goes on in the background. And
yes, I mean, we run a volunteer centre in both Camberley and in Chertsey, and we do a lot of outreach volunteering. And it's just that. It's important to have volunteers that are well trained, that understand the legalities of volunteering, because there are legalities of volunteering, and that those volunteers are well managed and well looked after. And what we offer to our organisations is some assistance in helping them find volunteers and managing them.
And what about fundraising? Because that's obviously a major part of it, and I suppose a lot of this goes, when you say making them more sustainable, is that being more self-reliant and able to go out in the community and do community fundraising?
For some of them it's community fundraising. For some of them it's looking about sustainability in terms of making sure that they're getting the most for their pound and that they're spending it in the right place.
Right.
Many organisations do their own fundraising and just come to us with their fundraising plan and ask if we can, you know, add to it, if we've got any ideas. And we help them in that way.
And do you help them with marketing as well? Because that's obviously a big part of what voluntary organisations do, you know, marketing themselves in the community.
We've certainly helped several groups recently with their marketing, and the reason why that's important is because their profile is so low. People don't really want to fund or come and support an organisation they've never heard of, or they don't know what they do, so they do need to always increase their profile. And we've helped one or two recently get into the press so that they can demonstrate what they've done, and we've shown them how best to work with local individuals to do that and get the story right.
Lovely. Well, Solette and Janice, thanks so much for your time. Great event, and hopefully in the future we'll do some more of this stuff and shine some light on some of the incredible work that you guys do.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. We're at the Royal Holloway College, and we're just at this Voluntary Services North Surrey event. It's the launch event where the two organisations, Voluntary Services Surrey Heath and RAVS, which is the Runnymede version, have merged together to form a bigger, more efficient organisation. We've got Karen Whelan here as the Chief Executive of Surrey Heath Borough Council, and Councillor Leanne Gibson, who is the portfolio holder responsible for voluntary services and everything that comes under that. Now, terrific event. This Royal Surrey is this Royal Holloway is something else, isn't it? It's like Hogwarts.
Yeah. Yes.
An incredible place. What have you got out of this event today, Karen?
Well, I think firstly the fact that they've chosen and been able to choose a fantastic event like this.
Yeah.
I think the building's about 1860s. So yeah. When you think about it as well, it's synonymous with the fact that if we look back in history, there's probably been volunteering going on for a whole raft of years.
Yeah.
And I think it's absolutely fabulous that you're linking the history of that with the history of a lovely building like this.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Leanne, you're a Windlesham councillor, and there's a strong contingent of volunteers in Windlesham. Is there anything that you've seen out and about that that's really stood out as in your capacity as a councillor?
Well, I mean, volunteers, you know, in Windlesham, across the borough, I mean, you see them everywhere in all walks of life, and that, from sporting clubs through to, you know, the Derby and Joan and
The Windlesham Pram Race.
The WC Reef, yes.
That's incredible.
Right.
I mean,
incredible annual event that raises, you know, £15,000 last year.
And then distributes that among other voluntary organisations.
Well, other groups can make applications to that fund in the Pram Race, from the Pram Race.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Now, there's some incredible community groups in Surrey Heath. I mean, David Cameron was going on about the Big Society and all the rest of it. It's a big Conservative campaign. But actually, the Big Society has been happening in Surrey Heath for years and years and years, probably before he was born.
Well, there's over 500 voluntary groups working in Surrey Heath.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Karen, do you think that this merger will help save some money?
I think it will help save money, but let's be clear on this. I don't think it should be just about saving money. I think what we should be trying to do is use the money and the resources that we have as wisely as possible. And so a lot of the work that we've been doing is to try and understand what the organisations are doing and what all the volunteers are doing. And where they're doing things that are of a similar nature, tying them together, getting them to come together so that they can actually work together and improve the benefits to a much wider community. Mm. And so I think that's the idea around this. If we always get hung up on money, I think, you know my view, will we really ever achieve what we want to achieve in terms of great community. Mm. And that's part of our strapline. And we need to make sure that we use that money wisely to achieve those goals.
And make it more sustainable, longer lasting, and have a lasting legacy, I suppose, in the community.
Yeah, I mean, we've had to do things, as you well know, in the past. But in doing those things and in consolidating some of those services, we've been able to sustain them for the future. And I think it's exactly the same situation with volunteer groups. They've got to be able to have that capacity to sustain themselves for the future. Mm. Because let's be honest about it, we couldn't do our job with all the frontline services that we provide without the volunteers assisting us with it. So we have to make sure that we try and preserve these services and these volunteers. But also, let's be honest about it, it's absolutely fabulous thing to do, to actually go out and feel that you've done something good for the community every day.
Sure.
And a number of us will look back and look at the things that we've done in the past by way of a volunteer.
Yeah, and I was listening to that presentation earlier on, and they were talking about some of the things that they're doing to support the voluntary groups, one of which is a fantastic event they're going to hold in Camberley, which is
a workshop.
What a great idea. Yeah. And get people in there with some expertise on various things to help them,
help them share best practice, help them build a fantastic business.
Raise their profiles, all that sort of stuff.
And this is what it's all about today, isn't it? Because, you know, here we've got an event to celebrate, two boroughs coming together to, you know, share resources, to work in partnership, but to be innovative and, you know, getting out there and engaging the community, finding more volunteers and getting the word out, you know, really marketing what they're doing, trying to, you know, engage a business to be part of that and the wider community to be part of that. So, you know, I feel really excited to be here today in this beautiful venue and really quite humbled as well with some of the, you know, people that I've talked to today and how there's a real willingness to work together, to find the efficiencies, but also actually to really expand upon all the really great work that we see across the two boroughs already happening.
Yeah, and you mentioned this working together thing. I mean, the Surrey Action, this grant they were awarded by the government, or funding from, £600,000.
Yeah.
And one of the key criteria was that they had to be able to demonstrate that there was this working together going on and partnership work going on. They wouldn't have given them £600,000 if that wasn't going,
exactly,
if that wasn't happening.
And this is what, you know, Eric Pickles has been talking about, isn't it, with localism. It's like, you know, if you demonstrate that you've got, you know, initiative and you know, you're prepared to put in the work, you will get the grants. Mm. And so, you know, here today, we've seen that in action.
And it's going to be interesting in maybe a year, 18 months' time, to see the benefits of that money in the community. So that's something we'll have to keep a close eye on. Thanks very much, ladies.